AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Student protests over racial incidents at the University of Missouri escalated over the weekend when black football players joined in, as we hear from AP correspondent Alan Scherzager.
Several dozen football players said that they are not planning to participate in any football-related activities, including practices and games, until the president is resigned or is removed.
President Tim Wolf agreed in a statement Sunday that change is needed, saying the university is working up a plan to promote diversity and tolerance. Former President George W. Bush spoke at a forum about his father's biography and admitted he may have downplayed how much advice he sought from the former president.
Author John Meacham prodded George W. Bush in the book to acknowledge that, in fact, he had turned to his father for advice more often than he may have made it seem, especially in the case of Iraq.
AP correspondent Emily Schmall in Dallas. It was a reminder the father's legacy could have a powerful impact if another of his sons, Jeb Bush, wins the White House. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson feels he's facing unfair scrutiny from the press.
Carson has faced questions about the veracity of his autobiography.
Every single day or every other day or every week, you know, they're going to come out with, well, you said this when you were 13 and you did this.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Carson says it's all meant to distract voters.
If you've got a real scandal, if you've got something that's really important, let's talk about that.
On ABC's This Week, fellow candidate Donald Trump tried to keep the allegations involving Carson alive.
I can say that I never tried to hit my mother in any way, shape, or form.
Carson will likely face more questions at Tuesday's presidential debate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Spokesman for Myanmar's opposition says the party won 70% of the votes counted so far. This is AP Radio News. Monday marks the 50th anniversary of the Great Northeast Blackout of 1965, an outage that covered 80,000 square miles, including major cities like New York.
Subway riders stranded, office workers trapped in elevators, traffic at a virtual standstill, and people flooding the streets to see what was happening. Illuminating it all, only the light of the November moon. The Great Northeastern Blackout came at the height of the evening rush hour on November 9, 1965, and lasted for more than 12 hours. The nation had never seen a power failure of such scope before, and Cold War tensions instantly stoked fears of sabotage. It was soon established that problems with the electrical grid caused the blackout. Julie Walker, New York.
In Las Vegas at the World Series of Poker, a 24-year-old poker pro from Pennsylvania, Joe McKeon, has now ousted a Belgian player, leaving only six left to battle for a $7 million top prize. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.